Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Heidi, hi, Heidi, ho, everybody. It's Crab Diving Thursday, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a couple minutes after 5 if your ear holes are vacuuming us in out on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, then you must be listening to us as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on crabdiving.com, or possibly you're listening to a rerun here on the amazing Crab Diving Network, which streams warm and full of love for you 24/7.
Yummy.
Here for your ear holes. You can listen to us as a rerun or any of the other great stuff that's here on the network. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live for you. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And listen, for those of you tuning in that are happen to have downloaded this from iTunes or Stitcher or what have you, I'm happy for you. This is good for you because I got to tell you, yes. Welcome! welcome. And I'm happy that you were able to find your way here because... There's a lot of shit out there. There's a lot of bad fucking podcasts.
Bienvenue.
You know what I mean? There's mostly bad shows out there to listen to.
To Crab Array.
Crab Array.
Our Crab Array.
Welcome.
Yeah. Willkommen. There's a lot of shit. A lot of turdage out there. We're happy that you're listening to our turdage.
I should say, it's lucky that you found us.
Thank you very much. It's lucky for both of us. It's mutually
right,
lucky.
Right, mutual.
It's like a remora.
Right.
On a shark.
Oh, symbiotic.
I guess.
Who's the sucker fish and who's the shark?
Well, I think it's the shark is the shark. Oh, are we talking about in here?
Yes. No. Is our podcast the remora and is our audience the shark?
I think our audience is the shark. Have you been on our Facebook page?
Oh, yes.
Recently, go to facebook.com/crabdiving, ladies and gentlemen. Participate in the convo going on there.
Yay.
Or tweet us during the show if you like at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving, as in O-G.
Good spelling.
There you go. Lots going on here in the world. An amazing
bunch of
politics day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, surprising if you're into the whole politics thing.
Hold on a second. No. I don't mean to. Can we just acknowledge that the Cubs won that one game playoff? I don't want to do this show without acknowledging that. They won that one game fucking playoff. Yes. And God.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
But I just want to say to the Pittsburgh Pirates, fuck you, you pussies.
Sad pirates.
What would you rather have, an angry pirate or a sad pirate?
Yeah, I don't know. Depends.
Fuck y'all.
How much is it cash?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why are they so violent? Why is baseball so violent? Right. There was a bench clearing brawl. Yeah.
There's a sea of yellow and black babies.
You're not going to be...
babies wearing yellow and black.
Not a lot of Asian and African American children laying around. I meant wearing black and yellow. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be an apology. Apology,
you don't have to
someday.
Apologize. Everybody knows you're referring to the colors of the Pittsburgh Pirates,
right.
The big fucking losers. Ha ha ha. By the way, it's been so long since the Cubs have won a World Series. How long has it been? A million years?
You might as
don't
well.
You think if anybody gets a pass on being a gracious winner, it's the Cubs?
That's a goat.
Yes. No, we could be we could be cocks.
That's the
we can be cocks.
Right.
Cock. The cock noise.
You want the cock noise?
Yeah.
The giant cock noise.
We can be cocks.
There you go. How's that? We'll edit that out for the podcast listeners.
Chicken.
Thanks for playing.
Back to one, everybody. We're going to start this podcast over.
Back to one.
Motherfucker.
Wait, I've got
makeup.
There we go. Yeah, rewound it.
Back to one, Lexington Steel.
I'm sure since we're going to talk about it anyway, I'm sure it is probably still one of the headlines somewhere. So let's just let Sarah Palin vomit out some word salad.
Hey.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline. October the 8th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post. Sure enough, the big news that we were talking about, if you check out our Facebook page, check out our Twitter.
Hey, check out my Twitter.
You'll see a photograph of who, apparently he's going to remain the majority leader.
Oh, yes.
In the House of Lunatics. But this morning when he was supposed to be going into a big meeting where they were going to have a vote and say, Kevin McCarthy, we anoint thee. He shaved his balls and everything. all of a sudden, he was like, I've decided not to run.
Uh-oh.
They said they were having problems with the sound system.
Oh, yeah.
This is great. They're having problems with the sound system. And so a lot of guys didn't hear it. So they're like, what? What? And
oh, my God.
That some of them thought he was joking.
How horrible.
Because several hours earlier, we're talking about Kevin McCarthy, who was going to be running for House Speaker.
Bye-bye, dickhead.
He's the one who, though, really gave a nice... twiddling of the man on the boat to Hillary Clinton to that campaign.
Wax on, wax off.
Because with his basically saying, oh, yeah, you know, that whole Benghazi panel thing. It's because we're after her. It's after Hillary.
What a fucking asshole. So, I mean, really, what a dumbass.
So he apparently... has allegedly said that he figured out he wouldn't have an easy majority when this like today he could have won with just 50% and they figured he had that. But then later on when the whole House votes, he was worried that a bunch of these raging lunatics are going to be running around, pulling their hair out, going corner screaming,
Jesus,
guns, Mexicans.
Right. Anchor baby.
And, that he wouldn't have the vote. So he, you know, he's playing the magnanimous card, I think we need to be united behind someone. And if I ran, it might not be a majority and it would further divide the party. So in other words,
do you think what you told me earlier today that you think he dropped out because someone said they had like lurid photos of him?
There was a rumor I heard. I'm trying to find it right now. I can't. I
some
think
key party
rumors.
Was it a brony convention he was at?
There was a letter that one of the Republicans sent out to his fellow Republicans or something, saying, you know, before we pick Speaker, whoever we pick, we should make sure that they don't have any skeletons in their closet.
Ooh.
That they can be pulled out and make us look bad.
pull out my bones.
So some, you know, conspiracy theory types think that was a less than veiled message to McCarthy that said, we got some shit on you, motherfucker. For you better bow out.
Dude, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like that scene in The Last Empire. When that judge is sitting there and he's about to give this ruling and all of a sudden, is this a spoiler alert or am I giving something away?
Empire?
Should I not say this? The show Empire starring Terrence Howard.
Right.
Yeah. It's all about the hip hop business. Yes. R&B. So spoiler alert,
ladies and gentlemen, if you're not caught up.
Yes. But anyway, there's a scene. A judge is about to pass judgment on something. All of a sudden, a envelope shows up and it's full of pictures of him taking like a whip, right. Ball gags, you know, butt plugs, a whole bit.
Gimp outfit.
And he suddenly decides to go a certain way on the ruling. Do you think it was something like that? Do you think at the 11th hour, someone brought, you know, a junk drive full of Kevin McCarthy taking, you know, Chiquita bananas in his asshole or something?
I wouldn't totally rule that out.
Right.
But now, I mean, it's just such a terrifying. Now the lunatics, again, are walking around crowing, you know, mostly listening this morning when it happened.
Yes.
All the pundits and I mean, even the members of the House were saying, you know, that they were all shocked. Nobody knew this was coming. And now.
Shocker.
A lot of the. Quote, normal Republicans.
Ugh.
We're saying that this is a group of, you know, 35, 40 hardliners. Hard. And one of the guys, one of the Republicans from Ohio, I think it was, said, who's, I guess, a moderate, quote, moderate, on that side, said that he sounded pissed.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you know.
I think I heard him, too.
Party is catering to these 30 to 40 extremists who refuse to govern. And he said they don't want to govern. They want to blow everything up if they don't get their way, which isn't how our system works. Chris Matthews.
It's really the worst group of human beings ever. I can figure they're attention deprived. They want to be the star of their own little fucking sideshow.
You know, the sad thing is they do represent their people.
Right.
Yeah. Louis Gohmert absolutely represents the stupid knuckle dragging ass wipes.
Remember Jade Helm 15?
Right, that are running away from Jade Helm. wearing crosses on their heads. It's that whole complete ninny brigade.
I ain't eat no fake gay wedding cake. That's my favorite. That if you're a baker, you shouldn't have to make a gay cake.
Right.
I love that. Are you going to make a gay cake?
The United Gay States of America.
9!
So that's the big news. Kevin McCarthy drops out. There's speculation that, I guess, Paul Ryan, you know, who looks great during a workout, apparently. That's what qualified him to be Vice President of the United States of America.
He's got great lats.
With a baseball hat
what
on.
What the
backwards.
Fuck, man?
Baseball hat on backwards.
That looks like really bad. Like it looks like eHarmony pics, right? Like that's what he would post in his online dating profile photo gallery or something. Like private pics with Paul. Right. You know he's got some creepy ass pictures. I mean, those are creepy ass pictures. You know he's got chances in 10, one being the least likely, 10 being the most likely, that there are Paul Ryan dick pics in circulation that have not come to light.
Ooh.
What do you think? Chances in 10.
I think low.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 7.
You think?
Predictions. By the end of the year, we will see Paul Ryan's cock.
Some Tinder photo swap that he went through.
Grindr. Oh, I hope it's Grindr.
Grindr.
I hope it's Grindr.
Awesome.
You think Paul Ryan's got a torso pic out there? I'm just showing trunk.
The screen name.
Oh, yes.
With Duggar.
Benghazi 69.
I'm just reading. There's a one of the political writers at Politico tweeted out a scoop. She says Anna Palmer just tweeted out Paul Ryan canceled all his fundraisers for the next 48 hours. Now, earlier, he already issued a statement that was like, Now, you know, we all need to come together now and everything, but it kind of made it sound like I don't want that job.
Yeah.
And the word on the street is that Paul Ryan still thinks he's going to be president someday.
Why not? Hey, I mean, compared to why is he worse than anyone else who's running?
True.
I mean, he's just in good shape. Why are we knocking him for that?
And
I mean, our president can kick your president's ass.
Poor people. And,
yeah, that's true.
Veterans, make them all starve and, you know, go out and get a job, you lazy pigs. So
God, the right just they you guys just suck.
Yeah. So Paul Ryan
fucking
was,
bad.
I thought was out of it, but now he's trending on the Twitters.
Trending on Twitter.
And it seems like there's sniffages. Like a little turd is crowning, turtle heading.
They have sniffages.
That he may be thinking about actually taking that job, but
watch this space.
That might be the end of that, right? Motherfucker. Good, take it. Take the job, Paulie.
If Paul Ryan you know, gets in the race and the news breaks, do we break into normal crab diving programming for that? Is that a huge story? Or do we give a shit?
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Who would like, it's so funny to think about what politician, if they put their crazy little GOP clown shoes in the ring,
right?
Who would be crazy compared to the flock they have now? Who would be nutty to see run?
Well, nobody. I mean, nobody.
Yeah, there's nobody crazier.
They're Poe's now. It's all Poe. You know that internet
Poe's law.
I mean Poe's law, which
that's
is
Hitler.
That's something that is that. No, that's Godwin's law. Poe's law is that something has become in reality so batshit crazy that any satire you put forth or any parody you put forth,
it's not going to make,
can be absolutely confused for the real thing,
right?
Without question.
Jesse,
it's so crazy. We could put a right. Michelle Bachman quote out there, which happens all the time.
Yeah.
Where they make these memes up about her. And it's gotten to the point now you can't tell the difference because she's out there screaming, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus.
It's like real. Tina Fey with Sarah Palin, right?
Right.
You can't really. The fucking thing is, you're like, I would take the Tina Fey parody over Sarah Palin.
She never said that Russia thing.
What?
Tina Fey said that I can see Russia from my house.
Oh, yeah,
Sarah Palin never did, and that's a famous, you know, thing that we shit on Sarah Palin about.
You know,
she said
honest,
there's parts of the United States that you could see Russia, which is true. There's islands with the Aleutian Islands or some shit like that.
But Tina Fey said that.
Right.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I might have thought Sarah Palin said it.
She changed it, you know. I mean, because Sarah Palin did say you could see from... There's one remote island in the United States.
I can see Hawaii.
Real hard. If Putin took off his shirt, you might be able to see the glow of his nips over on the beach of Russia.
I see Uncle Nipple's turkeys. They're done.
So that's what's going on. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Definitely Kevin McCarthy.
I tell you,
shakeup. They've gone crazy.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are just making popcorn. Nancy Pelosi issued a very funny statement.
Yeah.
Essentially, the Republicans have to decide their own leader. Something like that. Like, which means we ain't helping you, motherfucker.
Well, how would they be able to help, though?
The entire House votes for the speaker, not
just the
idiots in charge. So if a significant enough group of these assholes peels off and says, no, Freedom Party, Liberty Party, blah, 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 don't talk to Obama. Never say hi to him. that if enough of them peel off, they can't elect the speaker.
Right.
That they might need a coalition speaker, which means you get some Democrats on board and work together. God forbid. Can you imagine the uproar on the right?
Oh, my God.
If that happened.
Any of those. It would be like. Well, didn't they almost disown Chris Christie?
Boehner.
Big tubby Chris Christie because he took Obama's
almost
money or, you know.
He hugged him.
They dry humped and they were like, no, it's gross.
Right. You would think they felched each other. And he just kind of bro hugged him.
I mean, nobody. Listen, if. If Chris Christie dry humped Obama, I mean, the Secret Service would have to be involved because he would kill him. Chris Christie, probably there's very few people that Chris Christie could safely dry hump without smothering. Oh, by the way, and I'm kind of shocked, and I doubt Drudge will have this headline, and fucking HuffPo did. Nobody got the headline right today. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
Do you know?
No.
You have no idea? They caught that fucking cobra.
Did they?
They caught that fucking cobra. My mom sent me a note.
I stopped the cobra watch because I figured it had slithered away.
I mean, that's what my mom told me. I haven't actually seen it in print or anything like that. She texted me.
Wow, that's a big deal. Your mom. Thanks, Lydia. Our Pensacola Bureau. Cobra captured after terrorizing U.S. town.
Yes. The enemy of the people is dead.
Elvis was the name of the snake.
Okay, that's not funny. How funny? Oh, Elvis, hilarious.
Oh, found under someone's dryer.
Holy fucking shit.
The venomous snake named Elvis escaped on September 1st in Ocoee, Florida.
Ocoee? Ochoke?
No, O-C-O-E-E.
Okeechokee.
There's no H.
Well, listen, it's a big red. They didn't spell it right. There you go. I think it's Okeechokee. There's no H.
Three animal service officers struggled to capture the 10-foot snake.
Now it's 10-foot. It was 8-foot.
No, it was 10.
It ate something. It grew 2 feet.
2 feet
while in captivity.
It's like bamboo. After a concerned resident heard hissing sounds beneath the dryer in her garage.
Oh, shit. Fuck. It makes perfect sense. You know, a snake would go there to stay warm.
I guess.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Billy Ledford, one of the county animal services officers, one of the lucky guys, called to go check out the hissing.
Well, dude, that's
underneath somebody's.
I got to tell you, if you live in Florida and you're an animal services officer, whatever the fuck this guy is, what are the calls? Snakes, alligators. That's it.
Cobras?
But a snake.
10-foot king cobras, though? Yeah, I mean, that might not be in.
Still a cobra. It's a snake.
Billy Ledford said, I attempted to put the snake in my snake box, but it was too large to fit.
Well, Billy, that'll happen from time to time. Just need to relax. Have a glass of wine.
Listen to this. Next line. Valerie Kennedy, the wife of the cobra's owner, confirmed that the snake was indeed Elvis. She ID'd Elvis. How many other fucking 10-foot king cobras are out wandering fucking the backwoods of Florida?
I got to tell you, there's nothing good about this story. People think this is funny, but the reality is there are people and lots of pet owners out there that have animals that are dangerous, that could hurt our society, that could kill us. And yet we turned a blind eye and we don't do shit. And these people are allowed to what's going to happen to this asshole with this snake? He got fined $300, right?
Elvis has a microchip.
What? Shut up.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission scanned the king cobra.
I put it in its cloaca.
For microchip identification and approved it for return home.
I bet. I should.
For return home.
Oh. What? This guy's getting the snake back. Fuck this guy. God damn it. This is bullshit. That's not the story.
Singing the songs of angry.
I tell you what, I live next to this guy and I realize he has the snake back. I am organizing a protest outside his yard. It will be like these pro-life dickheads. I'm going to be just like they are against this guy. I mean, this is bullshit. He's getting his fucking snake back.
Right?
You know, I don't mean to sound like a dick or anything, but who's the guy that caught the snake?
Billy Ledford.
Billy Ledford. You're a better man than I am, because I would have been like, hey,
couldn't fit in my snake box.
No, let's just break out the fucking shotgun and be done with this motherfucker. It's a fucking cobra. Billy, how much you get paid? How much you get paid?
Oh, he gets not enough.
How? I mean,
not enough. Don't you have a cousin that's like an animal?
I don't know. Maybe they get paid well. They got to have all these. You got to have all these
different modes of getting rid of.
Well, you got you're constantly. You know what's weird? You're constantly going to these conventions and stuff, and
right.
And you like, you know, to learn how to, you know, trap pigs or certain type of animals, how to operate the cages, and you get your certification and shit. So like, goes to like Las Vegas for some of these, and like, I'm like, you're going to Las Vegas for a trapping and hunting convention? And all I can think is like, how many hookers end up in like, just as a party joke, like, I'm gonna put this girl in my my badger trap,
my beaver trap. The now this says 8 foot. Oops, this this story says 8 foot on this one. So maybe it is 8 foot. Elvis might be between 8 and 10 feet. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, let me tell you something. That really makes a difference. If I see Elvis, it's nice. I guarantee you, I'm gonna be like, the snake was like 20 fucking feet long, right. Just coming at me.
Well, there you go. Good news. You can breathe a sigh of relief.
This is the one time I'm against all my little hippie pussy gun control views. This is the one time where I'm like, oh man, if
arm thyself.
I swear to God, I want to. I don't know. How do you protect yourself? Why would it be best to shoot this with a shotgun? I'm thinking a machine gun, so you can just lay down a continuous spray of covering fire as it's coming at you. If you have to face this snake, if you have a really big kill zone,
why don't you get a mongoose?
Ugh. That's bullshit. I think that's that Ricky Tikki Tavi cartoon. You know,
right? Sure.
They get really romanticized, like a mongoose's actual prowess. Bullshit.
No, they do. They fuck up cobras.
Oh yeah. Okay. You're a betting guy. You're gonna put money on a fucking mongoose,
yes,
over this 10 foot.
That's what they do.
Fucking serpent.
That's what they do.
Bullshit. Fuck that. That is.
You
such...
saw that little bulldog video on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. It's a bulldog.
That's different.
Who chases the fuck out of two bears.
Mammals. You're dealing with mammals, aren't you? Or the dog and a bear. They're, yes, both mammals. They get nipples. So snakes are nippleless.
Right.
I'm just saying there's no fucking way a little fucking mongoose is going to handle a 10-foot
cobra.
They
do. That's their gig.
I almost did the old Republican thing of, how do you know? Have you seen there? It?
Yeah, it's all of Google that shit. You can,
oh, come on.
You can,
it's a 10-foot cobra.
Don't you,
it's an animal the size of a fucking Pomeranian.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Oh, with Lauren. Not to say with Lauren Michaels, but it's Lauren.
Lauren Green.
Lauren Michaels.
No, Lauren.
Lauren Hill.
Lauren Hill. There's all kinds of video of mongooses.
Mongoose. Yeah. It's not mongoose.
Beating
no
the shit out of a
way.
Cobra. Cobra's all like fancy and shit.
Again,
and all that hood and everything. Like,
you think Kate's a terrier bred to deal with snakes?
Rats.
You don't now. Do you think Kate could take the cobra?
Kate couldn't. No.
I'm betting against that fucking
she
cobra.
She runs from kibble.
I'm not taking me in the cobra. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, I watched my dad had to contend with a couple of like big ass snakes that got in our yard. And it was like, you know, one time.
Well, were they really big or is this?
No, they were huge.
You were recoiling in terror. And
man,
then suddenly they turned into 18 foot boas.
This is North Central Florida, the panhandle, dealing with snakes.
Right.
What are you comparing it to?
What kind of bad
snakes and
are?
Some little.
We had water moccasins and shit up in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin and snakes at Mazo Beach.
Yeah, those. You can't see those for the brown grass, though.
Here's my trouser moccasin.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, man. One time I floated past that.
It's a nude beach for
nude
those of you
beach.
That don't know what we're talking
Wisconsin
about.
Wisconsin and
the central Wisconsin.
Everybody
the Wisconsin
up there.
River.
You guys should just wear clothes. It's not. I mean, I know maybe you think it's what God intended. Number one, fuck you. I'm an atheist. God doesn't exist. I'll cite you as evidence. Why would you create anything that looked like that? And number two, go fuck yourself. Put some clothes on.
Right. It really did. It looked like
God. And they wave
like
at you.
Like a black price tag on a Pepto-Bismol bottle.
Why are they
from far away is what they looked like.
They look like shaved. They're so big. They look like shaved polar bears. And then they're fishing. They're fishing. And I'm like, are you not worried about hooks?
Like volleyball.
Yeah. Are you not worried about hooks? Oh, hey, son, that's not a worm.
So there you go. It's both and the Drudge Report also says Republican mess, McCarthy out.
Goodbye.
Boehner hints at sticking around. So
wow. What else has he got going on?
Well, I mean,
was he going to quit being speaker and also representing whoever the fuck he
represents? I think he was bailing on his seat.
But he still has to work, though, for his stupid constituents. He hates that, I imagine.
Oh, McCarthy accused of affair on Wikipedia.
Bam! Wait, you're on Wikipedia. With what? A snake?
An internet... Oh, it's even worse. We're over at Daily Caller.
No.
Tucker Carlson's toilet paper.
That's a trash rag.
An internet address originating from the Department of Homeland Security was tied to entries made on Wikipedia pages of North Carolina Rep. Renee Elmers and California Rep. Kevin McCarthy, alleging that the two of them were having an affair. Taking Renee Elmers out, too?
Is Renee a woman or is Renee a man?
Renee is a woman.
You're sure he's not a Canadian gentleman?
We're sure Renee Elmers
is. Renee is a very masculine name in Canada. Okay.
She's a Republican nut job. She's from North Carolina.
Talking about nuts.
She's the one I think we played clips of her before. She was the one who kind of said shit like she ran again. You know, she beat Clay Aiken.
Oh my God.
To win.
Oh shit. Boy, I really forgot Clay Aiken ran for, right. Hey, hello America. How's everybody doing? Let's just take a real hard, long look at us. A fucking contestant from America, American motherfucking Idol, hosted by Ryan fucking Seacrest.
Donald Trump.
Ran for fucking, a Senate seat?
House.
Whatever. To be a legislature for our fucking country, a guy named Clay Aiken, who, you know, incredibly talented.
Why is he less qualified? I'd rather him than some slithering armpit who goes through from
slithering armpit
from prep school to Ivy League.
Yeah.
Slithers right into
slithering armpit. By the way, it sounds like a very like a fucked up pub in London somewhere. Meet me at the slithering
right,
armpit.
I'm going to go down the armpit.
All right.
I'll be at the pit.
What's your football? Blah, 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 blah.
This is
she's fucking.
So maybe this is the bullshit they were talking about. Yes. The secret that was out.
Right. I got to tell you, I wish the story was different. I wish Clay Aiken had won whatever that position and then ended up boinking McCarthy. That would be a better story.
I love that somebody goes and puts it on Wikipedia. That's how they break the story. They do a Wikipedia edit.
How fucking sadistic. Whoever updates these Wikipedia as this bullshit happens. That really is some dark shit.
It says an alleged affair between McCarthy and Elmers became the source of intense speculation after McCarthy announced in a closed door meeting he was dropping out of the race to replace the orange crying guy.
Will he continue to do the old in and out with this Renee? Yes or no?
Both McCarthy and Elmers have denied the affair.
Right. Then why is how do they explain the rumor though? Like why is the rumor happening?
One turning point for McCarthy seems to be a letter from North Carolina U.S. Rep. Walter Jones.
Hello.
Urging Republicans running for leadership positions to drop out of the race if they have committed any misdeeds in Congress.
Got misdeeds. That is such a fucked up way to.
So I'll bet everybody knew that these two are playing hide the little white Christian sausage and
hide the sausage
and that this one representative was like, look, if somebody's going to be Speaker of the House, maybe if you've got, you know, some bones in the closet from boning. You shouldn't maybe not do that.
Quit diddling the help.
That's interesting. There you
go. It is. It's funny. You know, in France, they wouldn't give a shit. Or Italy. They wouldn't care, right?
All of this is alleged, by the way. No, in France, they'd be like, who cares?
Oh, yes. Fuck whoever.
The edits read, Elmers is alleged to have been involved in an extramarital affair
with
Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy since 2011.
Oh, damn. Damn.
With links to articles from Breitbart.
How horrible.
And Got News, an What's independent that? Website.
What about crab diving? What do we say? Do we believe this rumor?
Fuck yeah, we believe this rumor. We choose to believe this rumor.
We choose to believe it. How could you, Renee? How could you?
Former Daily Caller contributor Charles Johnson reported earlier. reported earlier this year. Peter Johnson.
Is it really Peter?
Peter Dick Johnson.
Is
no,
it
no,
Peter?
No, no. Charles Johnson.
Charles.
Chuck Johnson.
Chuck Johnson.
Reported earlier this year, sources told him that McCarthy and Elmers were having an affair. He also reported that Elmers' attorneys hit him with a cease and desist letter earlier this week.
He fitted in her snake box.
But so the IP address that did these edits
right,
is tied to a number of other Wikipedia edits.
Oh, no.
Some on the U.S. Customs and Border Protection page.
Oh, shit.
But it comes from... allegedly, an IP address at Department of Homeland Security.
What does that mean?
Somebody in the government
planted this shit.
Did this edit.
This is an inside job. How are they going to find out who's at the bottom of this?
This is fucking awesome. This is like...
But this is some crazy
House
spy
of Cards
shit.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
I mean, somebody leaks the fact, that the person who might be the next Speaker of the House is porking...
Yes.
One of the other members of the...
Stupid.
Meanwhile, this is... Let's all remind everyone, this is the Family Values...
Oh, right, by the way.
...group, right?
I'm fucking my coworkers.
Party of Family Values. Oh, yeah. And she... I think she's like a Tea Party... really like a Tea Party Christian...
Well, don't... Hey, listen. Don't... This does not... Just because this came to light...
Alleged.
Just because this alleged affair came to light is no... There's no reason to poo-poo either one of them's... Their hardline stances on marriage equality. There's no reason...
True.
...to bring it up. Oh, my God. I love this shit.
Awesome.
Are they anti-gay marriage? They must be.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck them.
You kidding me?
You fucking hypocrite loser fucks.
Absolutely.
Protect the sanctity of marriage. I don't want to make no gay wedding cake.
Right.
Yeah. Straight wedding cake is fine. It's full of syphilis.
Elmers is a Family Values Republican with Christian values. She said, as a mom, Christian, and nurse, my beliefs have deepened through experience. I am pro-family.
Deep. I mean, you're pro, you know, pro getting it in. That's okay.
Funny, it looks like those edits have been taken off of her Wikipedia page.
Oh, yes. There's some bullshit afoot.
So there you go. Fascinating shit going on.
Is that news plastered all over the headlines? Is that the big headline right now? Kevin McCarthy maybe banging this girl?
No. Kevin McCarthy
lawmaker.
Quitting is the big news. And the him giving Elmers the hot GOP injection is... I think still speculation.
Oh,
and
man.
Just a lot of fun to talk about.
I can't imagine there's a lot of people anybody would want a hot GOP injection from.
Yeah, so gross.
So gross.
So gross.
This is the most attractive GOP-er, you know? Like, who's the most fuckable on the right, you think?
Hmm.
You think about it.
I don't know. Who's got a daughter?
I mean, you know, Mitch McConnell.
Trump's daughter is
Mitch McConnell in the right
supermodel,
light.
Supermodel, right?
Yeah. If you're drunk enough, if you've taken enough, like codeine and booze, and you're just blackout drunk, where your eyelids are barely open, maybe McConnell. As long as you can't hear him either,
wow.
You can't hear him or see him.
You got a total. Put him under a sheet like a Hasidic having sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's seed.
Don't make fun of their customs.
Why not?
It is pretty strange. Wait, what do they do if you're...
Isn't it the
It's so dumb.
Isn't it the extreme... I could be wrong, but somebody will only fuck through a sheet. Like, you can't even touch the dirty, nasty woman parts. Yeah. You got to put a hole in the sheet. And...
Right. How big is the hole? Is it supposed to, are your balls supposed to come? I'm serious. I want to know.
Depends on.
If you're going to go to all this trouble.
How righteous you are.
Oh, but I will say this. It depends on the trouble that, you know, all this trouble you're going to go through to do this. Don't you want to know that you're at least doing it right? You go to the trouble, get a fucking sheet, cut a hole through it. I mean, I don't want to do it wrong. I put all this effort into it. Do my balls go through the hole or not?
I think at if you pay extra.
Yes. Pay.
You put a few dollars extra in the plate.
Oh, that's so crazy.
On the weekend.
Do you think there are hookers?
Get the ball.
You think there are hookers that specialize in that? Do you think there are people that are like, I'm going to buy
this? Yes.
No way.
I think there's hookers that specialize in anything you can
right.
imagine.
Hide the sausage. Fit it in my snake box.
We talked about. We've talked about this gentleman pretty frequently.
Yes.
By the way, Paul Ryan is
a dickhead.
The one who his head is so far up Ayn Rand's asshole.
Ooh. Yeah.
That he can see out her tits. he's really terrifying. I mean the God, read about libertarianism and Ayn Rand. She's a fucking sociopath. She's a sociopath.
I got mine, right?
And she's a profound atheist and an anti-theist. She not only didn't believe, but she spat upon religion. She hated religion and the thought of God and all that. Yet, I don't know how these assholes, like Paul Ryan and so many of these... compiles
and avoid the compiles.
Yeah, how they end up squaring the beliefs of their supposed Lord and Savior Jesus, blonde hair, blue eyed Christ.
No, Jesus was black. Okay, he was black. He grew up, was born in Northern Africa. Oh, he's all of a sudden like fucking Nordic. I don't think so.
But how do they square that with Ayn Rand?
I don't know.
Fuck the poor versus feed the poor are two very different concepts.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's who they want to be the next speaker of the House of Cunts.
It's nuts. I don't know. Who do you think should be speaker? I mean, if you're a Republican, who would you turn to in this dire time?
Who
would you
brain around being a Republican? So how could... Am I a crazy lunatic? Then I want Gohmert.
Louis Gohmert. Is that a possibility?
I think he's bailing.
Oh, yeah, he is, because some piece of legislation didn't go his way. So he's taking his big, stupid marbles and slinking home.
Something happened.
What a turd. He's the guy. Somebody asked him about gay marriage. He's like, oh, yeah? Well, these Greeks, they used to jack each other off before they ran into battle. It's the funniest fucking... We don't have that anymore, do we?
No.
I'm so sorry to bring that up.
I don't have Gohmert anymore, I don't think. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Hold on.
I just love that clip. It's so insane.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Ooh, yeah, tell me about that middle part again.
Lightsaber battle.
What kind of massages?
The good kind. I don't know. How are you going to, I mean, say, how in the world would anyone be able to, I mean, before a horrible battle with, like, axes and swords and shit like that, you're up for that kind of, you know, I wouldn't be. I would be like, I'm about to die, and somebody's going to cut my head off and love it.
You're right. You're suggesting... Yeah, you might have trouble performing if you're getting ready to face death.
Yeah, I would be bummed out, man.
I've got, you know, we didn't talk about yesterday, but this is something. Well, you like talking about guns and shit.
Oh, sure.
And everything. And of course, we've been talking about guns since, you know, there was a pile of bodies.
God, all my, you know what, and now this is the season. It's like just after a mass shooting. It's been like a week and a half. So now all these fucking right-wing nut job assholes that just love their fucking guns. Every story that's happened to anyone where a gun supposedly saved someone's life is being paraded around. I mean,
sure.
A friend of mine on Facebook is like, 9 times in my life, guns have, you know, save me or something. Really? What do you do? Whatever. Are you running around in Afghanistan?
My wife talked back to me.
One time. Hey, man, just because it's the South, you know. Well, no, that's true. No.
So Ben Carson, who inexplicably still in the top three choices. Oh, yeah. What a wonderful diaspora they have, though.
Well, he's really black, though. He's a real black person.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Rupert Murdoch, the Eye of Sauron himself. Why do they let these people near social media?
I don't know.
Why is Rupert Murdoch tweeting? He's 98,000 years old.
Yeah.
And he's got like a 22-year-old supermodel wife or something like that.
Why do you give a fuck about tweeting?
Not that, you know, but you know, and I'm sure he's got, you know, on staff filators.
Oh, yeah.
He's got so much money.
I'm a Murdoch sucker.
That he tweeted out something to the effect of Ben Carson. We need a real black president. Yeah,
a real black president. Right. Not like this fake black we have. Guys, who the fuck gave us this fake black president?
Now he did a fake apology, too.
Oh, yes. Everything's fake. Your blackness, your whiteness.
He tweeted out, Ben and Candy Carson, terrific. What about a real black president who can properly address the racial divide and much else?
Perfect.
And then after giant mountain of avalanche of shit came down upon him.
Ooh, glass coffee table.
Then he said, 12 hours later, apologies, no offense meant. What? Personally find both men charming. That's that.
What?
That's the same bullshit that Trump's doing these days, you know, when they're like, you know, he recently sent Marco Rubio a bottle of water and a towel as a joke.
Why?
Because Rubio was drinking water on TV and he sweats too much.
Oh, okay.
No?
Well, he lives in Florida. Have you ever been there? It's hot
as
fuck.
It's hot as fuck. But Rubio, even on the debates, remember? He looked like somebody was peeing on him.
Well.
Who knows what's going
on? Right. I wasn't there.
Who knows how he prepares for debate?
Oh, yes.
A little golden shower to get out.
Sure.
The kinks. So Ben Carson was on Fox, quote, news, unquote, and they were talking about the horrible shooting in Oregon, and this is a couple of days ago, but this asshole has rightfully been excoriated on all of the social medias and everything. Listen
you
to what
have
this
been excoriated.
Fucking asshole says about this.
He's just a shooting. Fucking dick, man.
On my agenda that I go to the next one.
Sure.
If the people don't want you to come, isn't this about the people?
Yep.
He's talking about whether he would go as president out to Oregon. And, you know, there's a bunch of lunatics out in Oregon who are like, keep Obama away. We don't want him here.
Hey, guess what, dickface? It doesn't fucking matter. He's the president of the United States. He is is Obama allowed in Oregon?
He's not. It's fraud.
Let me tell you something.
All those dead Democrats voted for him.
Right.
There was one guy. I had a story. I tossed it. It was getting old.
Toss off.
But there was some legislator who said, some state legislator, in Knuckle Draggerville, who said, I'm really not sure that he was really elected president because I ain't never met nobody that voted for him.
I don't doubt that's true.
This is a person in representing people.
So he thinks maybe nobody voted for him at all. It's
right.
So bullshit.
It's got to be fraud because
Obama
met nobody vote for him.
He got 0% of the fucking vote. Right. That's amazing. Not one person wanted to vote for Obama. And he reformed healthcare and he killed Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Not one vote.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, my God.
God,
what were you saying? Were
no,
you,
I had an incredibly stupid point to make.
I apologize.
We were talking about, what is this, Ben Carson?
Yeah.
The gun control.
Shooting, guns.
Oh, yeah, wait. If a governor of a state said, listen, I don't agree with the president on some issue.
Right.
And he wants to come here. Fuck him. You're not welcome. You can't come.
Right.
Could that governor
no.
use like the highway patrol no. or the state guard?
Shoot down Air Force One? No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, not shoot that. It down. Don't be ridiculous. But like a barricade, you know, have a roadblock, not like letting Obama.
Giant pigeon spikes over where the president's trying to land.
You are not cleared for landing, Air Force One. You're not welcome in the Republic of Oregon.
This is what they're talking about: the president not being welcome in Oregon.
He's the president, dickhead. He's welcome wherever the fuck he wants. He's president.
About the people.
Yep.
This whole country of, for, and by the people. Why don't people understand that?
Yeah. You know, people really understood you, and I think got a good glimpse in your heart when you posted this picture.
That's Elizabeth.
You got a good glimpse in your heart when you posted this picture.
Who is an obvious,
yes,
internationally respected journalist because she came in second on Survivor.
Yes, I did.
Just so you know.
Right.
And I think got a good glimpse in your heart when you posted this picture, went viral online, hashtag I am Christian.
Went viral online. Well, hashtag, he also blessed, I am Christian.
He also blessed everybody with this picture because it's him holding a piece of paper that he sharpied. I am a Christian.
Boo.
And the stupid fish.
Congratulations.
And
the Jesus fish.
Yeah.
Somebody put legs on that motherfucker.
And he's sitting in the back of a limo, and he's holding this for the camera, you know, that was the
God.
These idiot Christians, when they thought initially that that shooter,
yes,
was targeting Christians,
which
has since been kind of disproven. That dude was, they say, like a Satanist and stuff, and he was saying also, well, I'll see you, like another person there said that one of the witnesses I read, one of the accounts said. That he wasn't singling out the Christians to kill them. He was almost saying, okay, well, I'll see you on the other side, bang, kind of a thing. I don't know, regardless, okay. But for them to...
So like as a Hollywood hick would say, embrace, I'll see you on the flip side, right. Baby.
So for them to wave that around as an example of Christian persecution is just...
It's dumb.
Heinous.
Yeah. By the way,
this asshole jumps on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Waving around a picture... And tweeting out hashtag I am a Christian. Because, you know, that's what they were saying.
Stupid.
If some evil person put a gun to my head, I would not deny the Lord and let him shoot me in the head. That's what they're saying. That's what hashtag. Meanwhile,
I am Christian.
What a gun at my head. And he says, what is your religion? I will say, what do you want me want it to be? I will convert right here.
How old do you want me to be?
Right.
Right, I'm not fucking around with these crazy extremists.
Explain that.
Well, you know, the poor families of those individuals had to be hurting so badly. And the fact that I believe that this nation has Judeo-Christian roots. And why are we so busy trying to give those away for the sake of political correctness? You know, when you give away your identity, you give away your soul. And, you know, in the book of Proverbs, it says, without a vision, the people perish. We can't give away who we are and what we stand for and what our vision is.
But Dr. Carson, if a gun...
This is kill me.
Yeah. Will you please go to the bookshelf and pick out one of those Tom Clancy novels? I need to read from a chapter of it.
Right.
God, I mean, you know, I how does a neurosurgeon...
50 Shades. We should start reading from 50 Shades of Grey.
And Christian twisted her nipples to the point of...
Yeah.
He brought the zip tie around the nips. And
Christian?
Tied one. The Christian what?
I think that's the name of the character, isn't it? What? Christian?
Christian.
I don't know.
Christian, the guy that, what does he do? Ties you up, handcuffs
isn't
you.
Isn't that the deal in 50 Shades of Grey?
Smacks you around. It's very BDSM.
Dr. Carson, if a gunman walks up and puts a gun at you and says, what religion are you? That is the ultimate test of your faith.
I'm glad.
Oh my God. What kind of quit watching 24. God, this guy should stop watching television and movies immediately. You're obviously mentally handicapped and you think the world is like, I don't know, fucking the Blacklist, right?
And Ducey is sitting there and he really looks completely perplexed.
God.
But he's just so vacuous. They're all so dumb. And Kilmeade is using his finger and thumb as a gun.
Okay.
He's like, if someone puts a gun to your head,
right,
that's the biggest test of your faith, isn't it?
My penis is to your head.
Right.
That is the ultimate test of your faith.
I'm glad you asked that question, because not only would I probably not cooperate with him, I would not just stand there and let him shoot me. I would say, hey guys, everybody attack him. He may shoot me, but he can't get us all.
Take action.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Hopefully you won't have to have that happen.
Dr. Carson, scoot over this way. Just scoot over this way, because we're about to get some company on the curvy couch. Right. Dr. Thanks. Carson's wife, Candy, is here.
Anyway, they don't show it. But, so... Really? Did you hear this? This like Mr. Superman all
Andy?
Of a sudden.
Yeah.
He would go into instant ninja mode.
It's so disgusting. And I find it offensive, too. Like, for people in that situation, could you imagine them listening?
What?
I can't. Can you imagine how fucking terrifying? How? Listen, I don't have any expectations on how anyone should behave when that happens. I mean, hopefully you would think you would do something that would maybe defuse the situation.
The goal is to not get shot.
Right.
So
it's all horrible.
He's saying you're all a bunch of pussies for not leaping up and saying, let's just make a human shield until somebody gets the guy.
Yeah.
You bunch. I personally
let's get
would rather not get shot.
Right. I mean... It's insane. It's insane that he would even say that.
Right.
And I think it's irresponsible,
disgusting.
Too, and insensitive. I mean, he is running for fucking president, for fuck's sake. But obviously, these guys will say whatever the fuck they want. Doesn't matter. I find him offensive. And by the way, his wife is really named Candy.
Yeah.
Is Candy
Candace,
Carson.
Maybe, I guess.
Candy Carson.
Right.
That's a funny name, right? A hilarious name for a first lady. CandyCarson.com.
Then today he's talking about he's trying to tap dance now and walk back the shit storm that he's getting from that bullshit.
Right.
And he said something about how
he's
he had a gun pointed at him once at some restaurant or something.
Oh, okay.
Republican side this evening, Dr. Ben Carson not backing down.
That sounds likely. He was at a restaurant. Someone had a gun pointed right at my head.
Right.
What did he do? He wrestled it away from him, like Jack Bauer?
He said, from the indications I got, they did not rush the shooter. The shooter can only shoot one person at a time. He can't shoot a group of people.
Oh, good point, Ben.
I said what I would do. I would ask everyone to attack the gunmen. That way we wouldn't all end up dead.
Yeah.
He also said that even... kindergarten teachers should be armed, writing on a Facebook post that losing gun rights would be, quote, more devastating than, quote, body with bullet holes.
What a crazy person. You know, my mom, she teaches kindergarten, she teaches art, and she always has, like, paint on her hands, and she's always carrying, you know, supplies and stuff.
Right.
Dealing with children, the whole thing, right? And now are you telling me that she need a gun strapped to her hip? That she's ready to use it any
second?
Exactly.
And what part, why do you have to go to the range?
Yeah.
And why do you have to undergo 24-level training to teach finger painting to 5-year-olds?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Because the country's ran by a bunch of white asshole idiots who... think the world is just like an episode of 24. The brown people are coming. We better give our teachers, our white teachers, guns.
So listen to how brave he was. And he's telling people this. I've had a gun held on me when I was in a Popeyes organization.
What does that mean?
He was
mean?
At a Popeyes.
You're at the restaurant. That's a weird way to say that.
Isn't it?
You're weird, Ben.
Guy comes in, points the gun in my ribs... and I just said, I believe that you want the guy behind the counter.
Well, that's a horrible thing. Seems incredibly shitty to say. Don't kill me. Kill that guy over there. The guy making minimum wage.
I mean, it's very crazy.
No, wait. So. Now, the story is unclear. He's at a Popeyes, a chicken restaurant.
That's the only information
they have different
I have.
Food, but When you say the gun was pointed in his ribs, was that his ribs or ribs that he had ordered?
Well, I don't think Popeyes has ribs, so it was probably... Guy comes in, points the gun at my half rack.
I'm going to shoot your cheeseburger to death if you don't do exactly what I want.
So Ben Carson really just
a... just a tremendous
crazier
asshole.
Crazier the more he talks.
And, you know, and he's leading. He's not in the lead.
Second,
but
yeah.
He's the second. He is the second right? fucking choice. Hey, the Republican Party is officially in the shitter, right? This Kevin McCarthy thing, yeah. Benghazi,
and dragging, sadly, though, dragging the country down with it.
Yeah, thanks.
Nothing's getting fucking done.
Thanks, Tea Party, you fucking idiots. Sarah Palin's all, you know, she can't think of one newspaper to name when Katie Couric says, hey, what do you read? What newspapers do you read? She's like, I don't know. I don't read any newspapers. What did she say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Vin Scully is trending.
He's dead.
You know, he
can't be dead. No. He might be alive because he is calling the Dodgers game. It's the playoffs. The playoffs are starting today. And I think they're playing right now and they're calling a game. He's not dead.
But I believe he's actually going to miss the rest of the season.
Why?
Due to health.
Oh, God damn it.
Vin Scully expected to miss the Dodgers' final regular season series because of a cold.
No, they've already had season.
He's, you know, an older dude, so.
But wait.
What?
They've already had the end of the regular season.
I can't. It's recommended medical procedure. Oh, he had a procedure.
Okay.
So who knows?
Collagen implants, you think he's getting his lips puffed up?
Yeah, vaginal rejuvenation.
That's... yeah. Is it anal bleaching, you know, whatever.
So, none of my business. Okay.
Good vibes.
Vin Scully trending is one of those where you're like, ee.
Yeah, you don't want to click on that ever.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Vin Scully is still alive.
Vin Scully is still with us, but apparently he's going to miss... whatever the rest of the season the Dodgers have.
And Ben Carson wants your teacher to have a fucking big old fucking gun right. at the ready in case the shit hits the fan.
These seem to come in spurts.
Gross.
Who
doesn't?
These kind of clips.
Yes. I'm a squirter.
This is... a clip none other than we had a clip yesterday from this guy. And, you know, if you're hungry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear God.
Oh,
okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
So, on this is a raw story.
Okay.
On today's Jim Baker show.
Oh, my God. It's every day. It's every day.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
That pudding will not sell its fucking self.
So here they are talking about Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my God. You know, I just had a crazy thought. I mean, this Jim Baker thing with his show.
Yes.
It's like, it's genius because somebody was like, listen, Jim, I got a shitload of dehydrated soup and pudding.
Right.
I have vats of these end-of-the-world supplies. I think we can make a television show out of this.
Well, and Jesus.
Who,
add a healthy keeping
sure.
helping of Jesus. Yeah.
But I mean you gotta at least give it up to somebody for having the wherewithal to think we got a show here.
Right.
This is Hollywood gold. I mean, God, these people are innovative.
This is quite an extensive clip. I should have probably
oh, it's good.
Maybe waited. But this is Rick Wiles.
Oh, God.
With Jim Baker.
Oh, my God.
Jim Baker's wife.
Oh, it's a threesome.
And they're all talking about...
spit roasting.
The abortion, Planned Parenthood and stuff. I'm going to skip ahead.
Is this fetal chop shop stuff?
Yeah.
Fetal chop shop.
Hold on. This is Jim Baker getting...
he sounds emotional.
Quite emotional.
Oh.
A little bit later on as they're talking...
he's beclimped.
...about, you know, the baby chop chops.
Five children.
Still miss them every day. Not one day goes by. Not one day.
The first years of our marriage...
what?
My wife cried herself to sleep.
Wow. I understand that perfectly.
Yeah, married to you, you
yeah,
asshole.
We all understand that.
Where's my heroin?
And I would hold her and she'd say, it's my babies.
No, I think she might have had
this. And they would be 40
years old. So don't tell me this crap.
Younger.
That this is just Planned Parenthood. That this is just way to plan your family. And it's a pile of babies, almost 70 million babies tall. Mountains and mountains and mountains of babies. This is why God's judgment is coming. God has dealt with me over and over and over again. He says, I cannot wink at the destruction of my creation.
What is this, some weird Jesus shit or what? I can't wink at the monster of my destruction. Neither can I, Jim. Not one wink. Mountains of babies?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there? Have you been to Baby Mountain?
I haven't, no. I understand the skiing is great.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes they have to make fake babies.
Oh, right. No, hey, listen, no, they don't. There's plenty. Right. It's mountains.
You're right.
Have you ever been to the fetal hills?
There's precious, perfect babies. There's no accidental creation. People think somehow.
Oh, yes, there is.
Bullshit.
That's why they might be there. Because it was an accidental creation.
Oh, my God. I was at this bar. I was at a bar. Actually, I was at a bar where I had my comedy show, and I shouldn't say this, but I was talking to someone there, maybe a bartender, was like, oh, I just found out. She just found out she was pregnant. Oh, man. That sounded like an accident to me.
Was she drinking at the time?
Not now.
She doing shots of tequila?
Not now. Gonna have an interesting child.
Things just, you know, fall together. We're talking about it this way. You know, I'm sitting here watching you as you're talking about this, and I think you have your eyes are there. They're not below your mouth. Your mouth isn't somehow land up there. If this was all accidental, you know, you'd have an ear there. We didn't even have you. I mean,
what's he fucking talking about?
Jim Baker's logic is that the creation isn't accidental because we don't all look like Picasso paintings.
I still don't understand. What? I don't understand.
He's
like,
pointing to Rick Wiles, and he's saying, when I look at you, your eyes are in the right place, and your ears are here, and this and that.
Only...
If it was random creation, you'd have a big cock coming out of the middle of your forehead.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. When did they get to the part? All right, guys, now for 1995, I got...
It's hard to transition from mountains of dead babies to...
Not
speaking
these
of mountains, look at this mountain of mac and cheese we have here.
Look at a mountain of fucking cream of onion. Right. Yum.
How could such an amazing thing as this body that Bible says fearfully and wonderfully
amazing
made?
Body we have. Yes.
But yet, there's so many that want to discredit God.
What?
That's what this is all about. The whole thing is discrediting God. I personally...
Here comes Rick Wiles.
Oh, shit, man.
Strap
Somebody's
in.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, here comes Rick Wiles.
And I can't prove this.
Wait.
What's happening?
I personally... And I can't prove this. If Rick Wiles...
Oh, we are winding up to some prolific bullshit.
If he's teeing it up.
Oh, shit. Although I've interviewed some people who swear... A few weeks ago, I interviewed a former Satanist who said he performed, I'm trying to think, 146 satanic rituals inside abortion clinics.
Come on! Oh, man. Hey, this guy's a fucking, he's an amateur. I've done like 500.
What do you mean? He even pretended to try to remember.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Good
was
job.
Was it 140? Mm-hmm. What was it? Madge? Whatever his wife's name is.
Where did you study, Rick Wiles, that acting technique?
Was it 146? Was it?
Rick Wiles is going to be on the Actor's Studio. James Lipton's going to be like, God. Rick, what is your favorite word, you fucking idiot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rick. Absolutely. I mean, I can't prove it because I wasn't there. But
here we go.
Holy shit. They don't even have any shame.
Listen to this.
I can't prove it because I wasn't there, but...
Let's hear what this one has to say. This is, I think, Baker's wife.
Let me just say this. For many years, I had a post-abortion ministry, which we're going to start back up at Lori's house, where we bring in the women to...
A post-abortion ministry.
Okay, I just saw this. God, that's nuts. So, like, you minister to people that just stab their babies to death?
What do they do? What do they do? Kidnap people fresh from the...
They put the fetus back together. That's what this is about. They go in there and they reconstruct the fetus after it's been sucked out.
You look for the ones that are walking funny when they're leaving Planned Parenthood and you blow dart them?
They reanimate them like in Young Frankenstein. Yes. I'm the monster! Who's the monster here?
Heal from the pain and the torment and the torture of them have gone going
skipping.
That's what he said.
It's the truth. Because I have had the women sit as close as Jim is to me, as you are to me, crying, screaming.
I understand that wholeheartedly.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But, I looked at the video over there, and you neglected to share with the audience that lunatic blonde chick who's talking right now.
Yes.
She has a Janet Jackson microphone.
They all do.
God, that's crazy.
They all have Janet
Jackson. Dude, I had no idea. That's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen.
God doesn't fuck around, man.
God does. Nice sound equipment.
Because it's illegal. Murder is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
They have to find a way
that's right.
to have a sacrifice there of a human. And so,
do you hear this?
Yeah.
This they is have to crazy. Have a So the Satanists are using... abortion clinics as their places to do their magic.
Yeah, of course.
Because our society frowns on human sacrifice.
I actually
except
rent those out.
Of the fetal kind.
Oh, yes. I Planned Parenthood, they have that sign business where they just rent it out to the Satanists for a fee. You know what I mean?
Right. I would.
They,
why not?
Yeah,
and
right.
And then you can sell off the parts?
Sure.
Man.
If they order
what
catering,
a they've
if they
got
order,
going.
If they order catering, they give them a break on the room rental.
They do.
You know, because they're getting food as well.
They have a special deal with Subway.
No,
the food you get those fetal. Party subs.
Right. A fetal sub. Right. A foot-long fetal sub sandwich?
Yeah.
Jared would sell that for sure. It's Subway. When are we going to have the
you
Subway?
Get an inch for every month.
Yeah.
Of your baby.
You know, sometimes at Subway, they have that $5 footlong special.
Sure.
And it's on a sandwich that you don't necessarily love, but you're like, fuck it, it's
$5. Right, right.
What if one month, the whole month of like October, it was like the fetal footlong?
Yeah.
Just like, you imagine, oh God, I guess I'll get this again. Could you put a shitload of mustard on it? It's disgusting.
Because America has legalized abortion, therefore, they're doing these.
This 40 plus years ago. Let's right. all remind everybody.
By the way, what's the crowd like? Is this a diverse audience they're playing for or what? I'm not hearing a lot of laughs, by the way. Is the audience bored?
There's probably
or
not
asleep?
A lot of breaths going on.
They're like,
yeah. Although they probably do have to.
What?
They probably have to have places in the wall you can plug in your
cannula, scooter?
Your cannula, like a hospital where the oxygen
many,
comes out of the wall.
How many of those fucking scooters are in that audience? You're telling me there's not one fucking scooter bullshit?
Right.
They're doing these human sacrifices in an abortion clinic because it gives them a legal covering.
That's right.
I don't think we have any idea.
Oh, Jim Baker is out of his mind.
I'm sorry.
By the way,
are you saying that you can do a satanic, ritual that involves fetal tissue, but because you're in this, Planned Parenthood, you're covered on some weird insurance policy?
I guess
this is the nuttiest thing anyone's ever said.
Put your feet in the stirrups,
right?
And please hold this black candle,
right? I am not going to perform the satanic ritual right. unless you got an underwriter.
How deeply embedded Luciferian devil worshippers are in our society.
Oh, yes, I believe it too.
Oh, I totally believe it.
I almost did a spit take. What did he say?
Luciferian devil worshippers.
Not only are you a Satan worshipper, you, sir, are Luciferian.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Luciferian devil worshippers are in our society.
Oh, yes, I believe it too.
The Antichrist spirit. Is Luke?
Okay, can you pause it? Now that chick has a. Can we make fun of her? She has that speech impediment going on. Are we not allowed to make fun of that? Is that too mean? Because
maybe,
she is.
maybe from all that speaking in tongues.
But the
tongue's tired.
It's a papa Luciferian Satanist devil.
She's busy. She's trying to move the show along. She's looking through pieces of paper and shit.
We're not allowed to make fun of that because we have the moral high ground, or can we make fun of that?
No, we don't have any moral high ground.
Okay, because these people are lunatics. That's what she sounds like. It's making me bananas. Somebody get her a fucking voice coach.
Sitting right next to her, losing his shit, is Jim Baker getting ready to pontificate.
He has a lisp too. Everyone talks oddly on this fucking show.
How deeply embedded Luciferian devil worshippers are in our society.
Oh, yes, I believe it too.
The Antichrist spirit is loose.
Good term.
The Antichrist spirit is loose.
That's what Lexington Steele says every time he unbuckles.
This is, he's getting worked up here.
Oh, yes. Is this still
this is Baker.
Okay.
It's loose.
He's chubbing up.
Loose.
Good term.
You know, I believe the first horse of the apocalypse is the satanic, the white horse. This apocalyptic being is the spirit of Antichrist, and it is riding. Yeah. The spirit, this is here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, you're not listening, obviously. The Antichrist Luciferian horse is riding.
What horse are we talking about?
The one in my pants.
You can't be talking about Obama. It'd be a half-white, half-black horse.
It's a white horse of the apocalypse, the Luciferian apocalypse. Buy my pudding.
What is he fucking talking about?
These people are all nuts. And that chick sounds like she is on goddamn...
evangelist shit, right? That
she's like,
oh yeah.
But doesn't she sound like these?
Maybe her Xanax kicking in right at that moment.
I think what's happening, these two, the Rick Wiles and Jim Baker, are both veterans in this field. They don't you think?
Oh sure.
These people are professional Christian Jesus bullshit artists. I think this chick is a Johnny come lately to the party and not worthy to share the stage.
Post-abortion ministries,
she
though,
sounds
apparently,
so
for a
dumb.
While.
Doesn't she sound like an idiot?
Well, she's married to Jim Baker.
Is the spirit of Antichrist, and it is riding. Yeah. The spirit, this is here. You know, Satan has always wanted to be God.
Right.
He cannot create. So he wants to kill.
That's right.
God's creation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Somebody tell that chick to shut the fuck up and let Jim Baker talk.
I'm talking.
Jim Baker's a star. I'm sorry, you are not. You are a supporting cast.
Do you think they have to pay her more?
I don't know.
She's paid by the line, so
I don't know.
Man, so there you go.
What's going on?
A little bit from the Jim Baker show.
She sounds like. She sounds like a blow-up doll with some opinions. Right. Like Nick Fight.
She doesn't appear to be the brightest bulb.
She sounds like Jodie Foster and Nell.
Right. Tay in the wheel.
Bye. Think. That's the dumbest shit ever.
I've got a story here.
Man, I tell you what, these pudding sales... he must be selling shitloads of pudding, this Jim Baker, because that show is on point. That is entertaining.
Right.
They must be doing so well with that. We didn't even get to the part where they're selling pudding. That's disappointing. God damn it. Get to the part where they sell the fucking pudding.
They didn't have that. There wasn't even a Chiron at the bottom or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn it.
It was all Jesus, that segment.
Isn't that what you want to hear? That's the funniest part. Okay, yeah, so the horseman's out of my pants. Right. You need some fucking French onion dip or whatever.
Did we talk about... We talked about the county in Tennessee that was going to vote whether asking God to spare them about gay marriage. We talked about that before?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was supposed to vote... on Tuesday or Wednesday, but they punted.
Oh, okay.
So that's the update here. They cowered it out. In fact, one of the I think at the meeting, somebody yelled out cowards after they tabled it for till the next. But they're still going to vote on it. They didn't vote it down.
Right.
They just said, we're going to vote on this later because a whole bunch of protesters showed up.
Yeah.
Like pro-LGBT protesters showed up.
Oh, that's awesome, because this is ridiculous legislation.
Right.
Stupid. By the way, crab diving has their own sources with the man upstairs with God that God's reported saying that even if they do pass this legislation, fuck him. He's going to burn him anyway because they're fucking idiots.
Yesterday,
I mean, if you were God and you heard this shit, I'd be like, okay, you're going to get it doubly bad. Congratulations. You're going to get a shitload of AIDS cases next month. Fuck you. You all have cancer. Ha, 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 ha. You're so stupid.
Is that chocolate pudding?
Oh, my God. If you were God, would you just not be flinging lightning into the South right now? It's like, AIDS, bam, cancer, you idiot.
Why are you bothering? Just
it's fucking idiots.
Yeah. Speaking of, this was on our Facebook page a couple days ago, got a lot of action. It's a story out of The Guardian that a senior Palestinian politician did an interview with the BBC.
Right.
Hello. And revealed, he said that... this guy was foreign minister,
right?
Palestinian foreign minister at the time. Quote, this is during leading up to the invasion of the Iraq.
Oh, shit.
And this is President George Bush.
Ugh, God.
And to the C students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Yeah, we're just we're an idiot. Our country is a sea of idiot C students.
There's a lot of dummy-tude going on.
And I think C is, I think that's gracious.
C.
D students. We are D fucking students. I got a D in aerobics.
This guy, Nabil Sha'ath.
Nine!
Says, at the time, President Bush said to all of us,
yes,
quote, I am driven with a mission from God.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, wait. Bush would tell us, I'm driven with a mission from God. God would tell me, George, go and fight these terrorists in Afghanistan. And I did. And then God would tell me, George, go and end the tyranny in Iraq. Oh, wait, Trini, in Iraq. And I did.
Did
do
God?
You, do you hear this?
Yeah, it's terrible. Did God? Was God like God? George, go ruin the auto industry, and I did.
This is the Palestinian foreign minister saying that in order to that George Bush basically said the Lord was speaking to him and told him to go into Iraq and go into. You know, a lot of people are commenting on our Facebook page that it was Cheney with Bluetooth speakers hidden under George's pillow at night. Cheney's like, rawr, rawr, rawr,
why not? That's terrifying, dude.
This is your Lord.
You know, I think a lot of people just would hear that and they would be like, you know, all of our leaders talk like that, but that's pretty scary.
And then God would tell me, George, go and end the tyranny in Iraq, and I did. And now, again, I feel God's words coming to me. Go get the Palestinians their state and get the Israelis their security and get peace in the Middle East. And by God, I'm going to do it. That one didn't go so
well. In college, it was like, George, go talk to that guy. He might know a guy that's got some pretty good cocaine.
So they also say that, you know, there's that report that Bush and Tony Blair...
Hello. Right.
We're reported to have prayed together
in
2002 at the ranch in Crawford, Texas.
Were they naked in the hot tub?
Which is when the invasion of Iraq, they think, was agreed to.
Oh, my fucking God. Please tell me none of this is true. I just don't like the idea that our leaders are praying to weird sky gods, much like you would in Game of Thrones. Before you battle, this is nuts. Is it true? But is it true? Was Tony Blair and George Bush, should they ever sit together in the hot tub?
Right.
I mean, you know that ranch has a fucking hot tub. It's sure. got. Do you think the ranch has a pool?
Fuck yes, of course.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it's a big, giant, rich people ranch.
Is there a pool?
Some poor people.
It's not like a ranch.
Barn falling down kind of ranch. Well, this is rich white people ranch.
Does Camp David have a pool?
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? Does it really?
Yeah. It's a big vacation place.
Where does the White House have,
gets to go hang
does
out?
The White House have a pool?
Yeah.
I was there. I didn't see
it. I'm pretty sure it does. Or it did.
Where is it?
Wait, didn't we read that somebody had it filled in?
Oh, who the fuck did that?
God, now that I think about it, I thought there was somebody who might have had, one of the presidents might have had a pool filled in or something like that. But anyway. It says there's a the swimming pool and cabana were installed in 1975 by Gerald Ford.
Oh, okay.
An avid swimmer.
I hope. So that means did LBJ?
Oh, they still have it.
Did LBJ have access to a pool and a hot tub when he was in office? At the White House?
I don't think he's.
Because then they should rip that shit.
Into it, yeah.
They should rip that shit out of the fucking ground. Burn it. Imagine how much VD.
It's all solar. It was updated in 2002.
Yes.
With all solar.
Is it salt water? Is it an infinity pool?
No, it's not an infinity pool.
That sucks.
It's a big old white people pool. So there you go. So, God told.
Yes.
George Bush to end the tyranny in Iraq. So,
right.
That's why we went there.
You think he's in the middle of talking to Tony Blair. They're in the hot tub. The bubbles are going. It's all going. You know, Tony, should we invade Iraq? And then the jets like shut off in the middle of this big, important discussion. Does he have to get out of the pool to turn the jets back on?
Oh, I wonder.
And then continue his conversation whether or not they're going to fucking kill millions of people. Some harebrained fucking scheme to bring democracy to Iraq.
Tony, can you turn the bubbles up?
I can't. Well, that's a good point. If you're praying, can God hear your prayers over the bubbles?
Sure, God can hear everything. Right?
This is just so, we're so stupid.
There's a lot of insanity going on.
We had a president who's talking to God, an imaginary being in the sky. Should I bomb you or should I not? Ah, that's fucking stupid.
I'm looking at some of the previous stories and earlier, late yesterday.
Yes.
Dick Cheney endorses Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker.
Oh, shit.
That's what sank him.
Oh, man, Dick.
Yeah, I like him. Still alive, by the way. Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
Still sucking the life force out of infants, I'm sure.
My mom texted me. She said a hunter woke up to a bear biting his head.
Hunter woke up to a bear biting his
head. Check it out.
We'll save that for an Animals Get Pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Segment coming up.
Got to be careful, man. These fucking, especially these hunters, man. I guarantee you, if a bear see that guy's a hunter. Fuck him. I'm going to fuck him up. You know what I mean?
Right. God, it sounds like, is Shepard Smith?
Is he trending on Twitter?
No, Shep Smith, I guess there was an interview. Where he's talking about this alleged affair.
Oh, yeah. Was he in on it? The Shep?
I don't think so. I think he was, we'll have to figure this out. This is breaking news. So
this affair, I mean, it's just big news, man.
Right.
Should we focus all of our coverage on this? This sausage exchange that happened, alleged sausage fondling.
The alleged sausage exchange.
I mean, is there a love child involved?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Man,
these Republicans, they get down. It's amazing they have time to govern. They're shutting the government down, and now they're fucking each other.
Another follow-up story.
Crab diving follow-up.
This is, you'll recall, tennis player James Blake.
Right. Oh, shit. This poor guy.
Met the New York Popo as he was leaning up against a hotel.
Did they hurt
texting.
Did they hurt his serving hand, his arm, his tennis hand?
I don't think so. he was on his way to a corporate appearance when...
That's awesome. I don't even know who this guy is as a tennis player, but yet he has enough fame from playing tennis that he gets corporate events.
He was number four in the world at one point.
I've never heard of this guy.
Officer James Frascatore all of a sudden runs up to him, throws him on the ground without identifying himself.
Dumb Jersey sounding bro. That's exactly who this is, right? Boo.
Yeah, and this guy allegedly has had other complaints against
him. Big dumb oaf.
Well, the Civilian Complaint Review Board, you know, this is one of those civilian boards that the police fight against every time they try to institute this.
We'll
investigate ourselves. Don't worry.
We don't want any accountability. Fuck you.
But the civilian board that they have in New York now said that they've investigated and they are substantiating James Blake's allegations that Frascatore used excessive force and abused authority.
Yes.
By authorizing this bogus arrest or whatever. So, now I guess, you know, the mayor, Bill de Blasio, and the police commissioner both apologized to Blake.
Right.
And, but it's going to be up to the police commissioner to decide if and how these guys, this Frascatore, if at all, is going to be... If, why is he not being arrested for assault? We can see it. We've witnessed it.
The story is fucking insane.
Right.
Try to find a more insane story. Guy's minding his own business. The cops think he's some guy involved in identity theft.
A witness identified him as, I think that's the guy, or yeah, that's the guy.
Ugh.
But nonetheless, he was standing there with a cell phone in his hand, texting somebody, looking down. He's not posing a threat.
No, no,
there was no need for the officer to run up and tackle and throw the guy to the ground.
Listen to what you're saying, though. He had a cell phone in his hand. He's an identity thefter. He could have had a channel open.
Right.
He could have had a port open. He could have been, you know what I mean, like fucking ready to hack into somebody's thing.
Right?
And then
Patrick Lynch.
Hello.
President of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association.
Oh, that's a dick.
Who is a profound carbuncle on the asshole of society.
Specifically horrendous.
Calls the citizen... Now, listen to this. The Civilian Complaint Review Board. Now, this is a board that was put together because people don't trust the fucking cops to police themselves when it comes to this shit. Gee, I wonder why. And
I can't breathe.
The police hate this board because it, I don't know, holds them accountable for their bullshit sometimes. Lynch has called this board, quote, nothing more than a cop-hating branch of the New York Civil Liberties Union.
Oh, my fucking God.
And he says that the offices are going to be vindicated.
Vindicated?
After an objective review of the facts.
They tackled the wrong guy.
He said it was mistaken identity.
Okay.
Right. We all agree upon that. The part we say is unnecessary is even if it was the alleged bad guy who did some credit card fraud,
right?
Why does said person need to be flung to the ground?
Yeah. Why didn't they just why was there not a sniper involved?
Sure.
Why didn't they just fucking take him out?
That's the problem, is these asshole cops are taking it upon themselves to be judge and jury and executioner out on the fucking streets.
We're like 35% sure that's the guy. Two in the head, one in the chest.
Right.
What the fuck?
It's not how it works.
No, it's how it works, obviously.
And then
it's horrible.
You have this cartoon character, Patrick Lynch, who is really just couldn't be more disgusting and more of an embarrassment to the police. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's fucking horrible. It's like, it's just crazy. It's like one of these horrible things happens. You have all these protests and you think, well, maybe this will change something. But then these idiots just don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get, like, as a human being, out of nowhere, even if it's a mistake, if someone fucking tackles you and slams you to the ground, you don't even know what's happening.
Right.
That and is going to fuck if you, you up.
You pull your hands back, they say, stop resisting.
Dude, I,
who are you?
Well, I don't know what I'm doing.
Stop resisting.
I don't even know how to stop resisting. Right. You know, years ago, I was asleep, in dead asleep, and my cat decided that it wanted to, wanted to jump up on the windowsill, right?
That was,
and
it, I remember
on,
that.
On its way up to the windowsill, its back claw caught me in the corner of my eye. I was laying down on a futon. At the time, my girlfriend was there, totally useless in this situation, like useless. Yeah, you, Chick Kim, you remember her. And anyway, she, fucking cat got my eye. I was asleep, man. I was fucking dead asleep. Got my eye. It hurt like a motherfucker. I woke up. It I was
sliced
like,
the fuck out of you.
Yeah. It was bleeding, just bleeding everywhere. Kim woke up, looked at my eye, passed out because it was so gross. No help. None whatsoever. I ended up,
under those circumstances.
Right. Not under those circumstances. Not a plus, really. So, you know.
Lovely girl.
But,
nice. Very nice, sweet girl.
Very nice. And, but I will say this, like I, and this sounds dumb, but I would like, I don't know, I'd be on the train, just kind of zoning out. And all of a sudden I would have these moments like, you know, and I would remember.
Did you have PTSD from the cat?
I would remember the pain of it.
Yeah.
And it would freak me the fuck out. And it took me a while to like not relive that. And I'm just saying that is nothing. Shut up. The cat thing is nothing compared to what this guy went through.
Right.
Nothing. I didn't, you know, so I can't imagine what this guy's going through. It must be fucking horrible. I'm not comparing my PTSD to like anybody that went to Iraq or anything like that. I know my cat just fucking scratched me. My fucking girlfriend
passed out.
Nothing. Did nothing to help the situation. Not one fucking thing, you know.
I've got a story. We had, this is going on a lot now all of a sudden.
Hello.
There was a, we've talked about, I don't know what state this was in, but this new event in this series of events like this.
Right.
This is California here.
Yes.
And we've talked about how, you know, everybody says California is all liberals and fruits and nuts. There's a lot of right wing knuckle dragging dick jobbery going on here in away from the city centers and things like that, or in like Orange County.
Dick jobbery. I love that one.
This is another student in who is at a California school.
Yes.
At a public school.
Right.
And is learning about history.
Okay.
Middle Eastern history.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Specifically.
Right.
Section 3, Islamic beliefs and practices. So a kid had apparently a homework assignment.
Yes.
And when Tyra Kelly of Bakersfield.
Okay. Beautiful Bakersfield.
Saw what her son brought home for homework. She lost her Christian mind.
Oh, God.
And filled in the answers on this page.
oh, man.
It says, name and briefly describe the five pillars of Islam.
Okay. Okay. What does she say?
Number one, my son will not be a part of this in any sort of way. This is bad teaching material. He will not, underlined four times, partake. If you have a problem with it, call our lawyer.
Partake.
And then she says, Ephesians 6:10, Isaiah 40:31, Mark 12:30, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10,
Psalm 46:1,
and Psalm 22:19. These are the answers she wrote.
What the fuck? This is the dumbest. This kid has no hope.
But then in the corner is a QR code.
Okay.
Of this homework. And it says, Scan the code to hear the call to prayer from a blue mosque in Istanbul.
Oh, man.
And the mother circled it and wrote, seriously? Big question mark.
That's pretty cool, though.
Huh?
The QR code.
Right.
That's neat.
So put it on Facebook. She put it on the Facebook of the school, the Facebook page. And finally, fortunately, things haven't been going really well for her after that post. It seems like most of the responses.
You're a moron.
You're a fucking asshole. Yeah.
I mean, that poor, I feel bad for her kid, don't you?
Oh, how sad. I mean, what a fucking asshole. Do you want to hear what the call to prayer sounds like?
Yeah.
The QR code?
Sounds like Satan.
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
That's my karaoke song.
Jesus, you're sitting there trying to watch TV and all of a sudden over the city.
I mean, religion's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's all crazy.
Why can't you be quieter? Why does it have to be, why can't you just keep it to yourself?
Right. We have watches. We have cell phones.
I mean,
we can set our alarms to pray.
Why can't you just think about it?
Well, right. It's all
what do you need
silly.
To vocalize it for God to hear your prayer? It's God, for God's sakes.
This is for seventh graders. By the way, the five pillars of Islam are giving, prayer, fasting, faith, and holy pilgrimage, I guess.
That would be the best.
You were asking what the questions. The answer
that would
was,
be the best family feud. Show me. What's one of them? I already forgot them all.
Faith.
Show me faith. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
One commenter says, let me first say I'm a Christian. I think you're taking this too far. It's world history. I see nothing wrong with the assignment. If you disagree with it as a parent, that's your right. You should have handled this in a more mature manner.
Oh, yes.
It's true. Writing all over the assignment. My son will not take Ephesians 69, Bullshiticus 43:7.
Yeah. Do you want your son to not get a good grade? Is that how much you love Jesus that your son should fail this fucking class?
Well, on that previous crab diving, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. If you do, leave us a nice review.
Like us. Share something.
We
talked
about,
us up.
We played that pastor out. In, I don't know, one of the Carolinas, was it? That was saying, to tell your kids to fail the class.
Right.
Remember,
fuck
it's
you.
The same thing. They were teaching history of Islam. Well, and then this mother was like, where's the Christian stuff? I ain't seen no Christian homework. Well, you look at the syllabus for the class. Wait 2 weeks, you big fat heifer sow.
I want
and
my
guess
first.
What? In 2 weeks, they're going to learn about Christianity.
Why wouldn't they learn Jesus first?
That's what's bothering them. That's what's bothering them. Or only
so fucking
Jesus.
Stupid.
So fucking stupid.
My God. Okay, listen. I know you have your religious sensibilities. I know you can't control that. You right-wing nut job assholes. I understand that. Like, you're cuckoo for Jesus. But aren't you worried that your kids aren't ever going to learn anything useful? Like, how to do math?
They don't care.
You want your kid to fail a class that's going to fuck up his grades?
If it conflicts with the Lord.
Fuck is your problem. Do you think Jesus, let's say, do you think black Jesus wants your fucking child to be stupid? Do you think God wants your kid to be dumb? Say there's a God.
He's
all knowing.
They do.
He's all motherfucking knowing. Don't you think he wants you to know some shit?
No, he wants fucking idiots. He's going to hold all the knowledge to himself.
Good Christ. By the way, if there is a God, I'd be like, why the fuck did you let this cobra loose in my neighborhood, you asshole? Why did it take so long to find the fucking cobra?
Mysterious ways, man.
It's under my dryer. Think about that. Do you think that, how long did it take the person that heard the hissing to think, oh shit, do you think it's that cobra that got loose from that dickhead's apartment?
It was close by. They said it wasn't that far. It hadn't gotten far.
Oh, God. What did it eat?
Probably rats and shit.
Right. Somebody tweeted in, they tweeted, geez, people should learn about other people's religions. I agree.
Right.
Or just don't learn anything. How about this? How about nobody learns anything and don't believe anything?
Yeah, and then you can discount them all.
Right.
Learn about them all and discount them all.
Or just
how crazy they
don't
are.
Learn about any of them. Don't believe anything. Just sit around, watch. There's amazing things on Netflix.
Right. Or do.
Right.
Just don't, keep it on your lawn.
That's right.
Like the whole Ten Commandments thing.
Yeah. Fuck all your bullshit.
By the way, Satanic Temple is making fun of Governor Mary Fallon for wanting to desperately try to get the Ten Commandments back on the courthouse steps or whatever.
Why?
The courthouse.
For what reason?
Yeah, exactly.
So stupid. Just, you know what? Just put an inflatable Ten Commandments up there. If you're going to do it again, don't do the slab.
Right.
It's
How
so
about a
heavy.
Picture?
Yeah.
Put a photograph of the Ten Commandments.
Burn in hell. Burn in hell. Ain't the same thing.
So that's what is going on there. We've also got a community in a gentleman in Wakulla County, Florida.
Oh, God. Fuck you. Where? Wakulla?
Wakulla?
Where the fuck is that?
W-A-K-U-L-L-A.
Hey, boy.
Wakulla County, Florida.
Eat a dick, dummy.
Is, south of Tallahassee?
Fuck you! Oh, that's
up there?
Oh, that. Let me see. Is it in the green?
Yes, a lot of it is in the Apalachicola National Forest. Yeah.
Come here, boy. You got a pretty mouth.
There appears to be a town called Sop Choppy.
Welcome to Sop Choppy.
Sop Choppy, Florida.
But you boys, get your ass on out of Sop Choppy.
So, County Commissioner Chairman Ralph Thomas posted to his Facebook page.
Fuck you.
A photograph that he took.
Right.
walked up on this.
Oh, shit.
At Mash's Sands this evening.
Where?
First time seeing this in Wakulla County.
Mash's Sands.
Mash's, M-A-S-H-E-S.
Okay.
Mash's Sands Beach in Wakulla County.
Ooh. what is it?
All he said was, first time I've seen this in Wakulla County. It's a photograph of what looks to be, I'd say about 10.
Oh, shit. Is it an alligator?
Gentlemen.
Oh.
Kneeling down praying to Mecca. It looks like about 10 Muslim gentlemen kneeling down in prayer on the beach.
The way they were talking about it, honestly, I thought it was going to be, there was a, you know, a 10-foot-long alligator never has been, they're worried about Muslim people?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing for us. How embarrassing. I'm disgusted.
This is at a meeting, according to WTXL-TV.
Right.
Controversy.
Yeah.
The headline. Controversy over photo of Muslim prayer group at Wakulla Beach.
People are fucking idiots.
Tears were shed.
By whom?
And accusations made. At a commission meeting at Wakulla County on Monday, community members expressed deep, divided opinions. I'm sure they did.
Oh, yes.
All because of a controversial photo posted to Facebook.
Who gives a flying fuck about this?
The photo appears to depict a group of Muslims praying on Mash's Sands Beach with the caption, walked up on this at Mash's Sands this evening, first time seeing this in Wakulla County. Comments.
Yeah.
Left on the photo.
Right.
You'll be shocked to hear, Ryan.
Yes.
We're conflicting.
Oh, okay. Different points of view on this one?
There were some.
I'm impressed, actually.
Who were rather upset that the beach was being used by Muslims for their evil prayers.
But
meanwhile, the other half were saying, you're a bunch of xenophobic assholes for thinking that.
Have you ever been to the beach and prayed to your Jesus? I'm sure. You go in the water. If you're a religious person, if I believe in Jesus, before I go swimming, what's the one thing you say to God before you go in that fucking water?
No sharks.
Fuck yeah. I pray to God so hard. I'm like, please, Jesus, no bull sharks, no tiger sharks,
right.
No juvenile great whites.
Hold on one second. I think we might have a little audio here.
Oh, God. God, these fucking morons.
ABC.
Well, could bring some of the moisture that we typically see in the southern latitudes of the state of Florida, but at least we're not bringing...
Sorry, that's the live feed right now if you want to know what's going on in Florida weather.
Florida weather? Yeah. Oh, it's raining right now? Fuck yeah.
I don't have the answer, but we need to come up with one fast, because I did see a group of young military age Muslim men who don't live in our county praying on our beach.
Oh man, I think you should have played the porn music. Young military age Muslims praying on our beach. What are we going to do?
One of the speakers at this commission meeting said, "I'm raising the question whether or not a group of military," it's probably this asshole,
God,
"military aged Muslim men praying on our beach.
Ooh.
Label me what you want," he said.
"Oh, I think you're a big perv.
The reason I brought this up is because my daughters use that beach. My wife uses that beach.
Shut the fuck up.
And gentlemen, under Sharia law, the cut-off shorts and t-shirts that my family wears on that beach are considered offensive. And any Muslim man may carry out what he feels is just punishment. I'm sorry. That type of behavior cannot happen here." So there, he's worried that his daughter, whose labia are flapping out, wearing her Daisy Dukes, running around the beach at Mash's Beach.
Yes. This is it.
That the Muslims are going to see that, and they're going to leap upon her. And I don't know, what are they going to cut off?
You know what? This
from that whore.
This is exactly what this guy says, kind of crystallizes, like, racism for these idiots, especially in the South.
Right.
The brown people are coming for our white fucking daughters. What the fuck are we going to do about it? Where's my gun? Idiots.
Another committee member.
Nobody wants your white fucking daughters. Go fuck yourself.
Another committee member, who we will name Nikki Barnes, was pissed off that this asshole commissioner even posted this picture in the first place. She
what
says,
the fuck?
"So for the life of me, I don't understand why the chair of our county commission would capture a picture of individuals praying on a beach and helping create this mass negative hysteria on social media. Why the fuck would you do that?"
I am so impressed that there's someone in Florida making that point. Who is this person? Who is this person?
Nikki Barnes lives in that community in Florida.
Give it up for Nikki. I mean, shit. Shocked.
This isn't Commissioner Howard Kessler said, "People have the freedom to be uncivil. We as elected officials don't have that." He's agreeing with the person who says, "Why are we posting that?" It says that this guy also, Kessler, was the victim of a different member. Code Enforcement Board Chairman Steve Cushman was placed on probation for making anti-Semitic comments against Kessler.
Ah, shit.
Against his board member in the past.
God.
What a great part of Florida this sounds like.
Oh my God, what a fucking mess.
The prayer photo also led the commissioners to bring up a recent decision to add the phrase "In God We Trust" to the wall of the meeting room. Kessler was the only member to vote against it, which won a 4-1 vote, which forced one of the commissioners, Jerry Moore, to say, "Are you in favor of removing God from our sign behind us?"
Oh, my God, these people are nuts.
Kessler, the voice of reason. Can you imagine what this poor, Howard Kessler, county commissioner.
Right, and no medical marijuana anywhere to be seen in fucking Florida. How sad for him.
He replied, "I don't support In God We Trust in our government. Do you get the difference between having religion and government and separation of church and state?" The two ended up arguing.
Oh, shit. Fisticuffs.
Whether referring to a God means any religion. These are adults. How about jobs? How about fixing potholes?
It's Florida, man. It's Florida. It's fucking hurricane season. Honestly. Fuck this. It's stupid. Who wants to pray at the beach? Go pray at the beach.
One of the WTXL TV here found
this just in.
A woman who says her son is one of the men praying in the photo.
Oh, no.
The woman says she was outraged when she discovered the photo but the huge response to it. She's now worried about her son and his friends being targeted.
Of course. And you have these people. It's so irresponsible. These people in government. I mean, just spreading this sick, fucked up xenophobia.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Fuck
off, Florida.
One of the I'm looking at the actual posting on Facebook, and the actual some of the comments. You can just see it's a bunch of guys. It's like 10 people. Probably they were out at the beach and they're like, oh, we got to pray. It's praying time, so they prayed.
Big fucking deal.
This comment doesn't surprise me. I'm telling you, it's scary. This person says, I'm praying this is a yoga class.
That's a good one, though. I got to tell you, that's a funny one. I mean, you know, horrible.
I'm speechless. And that says, S-A-Y apostrophe, yes. And that says a lot for me. In Wakula, oh, our Lord.
S-A-Y apostrophe S. Yeah. What two words were they putting together to make says?
Listen to this guy. Becton. I'm outing this guy. Becton James Roddenberry. What a great name.
That's fake.
This is prophecy in the Bible. This is prophecy that some fat fuck asshole board commissioner is going to be walking down the beach.
And he shall see the 10 horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah, isn't prophecy a bit more dramatic? This is kind of boring. This is a bunch of people praying on the beach.
Nations will go to a religious war, but us believers in Christ do not fear, for we know the final outcome.
Fuck
victory
off.
In God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and we shall all meet in heaven.
Oh, what a bunch of lunatics.
This person says, oh my, really, Ralph, can't we have them monitored? Call the FBI or something.
Oh, my God. Well, fucking Bill, Chris Christie, didn't he say when people come over the border, we should microchip
them
so we can fucking track them?
Right. Hey, like the Cobra.
God, it's like you got to remind these white people. People that aren't white are also people.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
Fucking assholes.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read through more of these comments. We got to read more of them tomorrow. It's so embarrassing. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Download us at iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Follow him on the Twitter at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.